Hello, this is the Evangelist Brenda Rock. Love Talk Radio.
Okay, okay. Hello, hello everyone, everyone. We're live today. We're live today on the Arthur Larry Tones Gospel Radio Show with Evangelist Robertson. She is the daughter of Thunder. She's from St. Louis, Missouri. Evangelist Robertson, daughter of Thunder. Now, I've known her personally for giving out, you know, ministering the word at the Bread of Life Ministry. And I've seen her feed the homeless. Welcome to the show, Evangelist Robertson. And I need you to talk for holy. You said you wanted to pray. We need prayer on the gospel show, and there are some things I need to get done. So I'll just turn the flow over to Evangelist Robertson. Welcome to the show, Evangelist Robertson. Hello, everyone. This is Evangelist Robertson. Go ahead, Evangelist Robertson.
Good evening, those out in radio land. I am Evangelist Robertson, the pastor of the Bread of Life Mission in St. Louis, Missouri. And I thank you, Brother Larry, for inviting me to come on the show to be a part of and to just talk to the people out there. And, you know, we need a lot of more of these shows that people can listen to. And God is in the plan. And before we get started, let us start out with prayer before we do anything else. All right, let's start out with prayer. Most holy and gracious God, the everlasting and almighty God, Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come thanking you for another day that we've never seen before. We thank you for new mercies and new amazing grace. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for being such a merciful God. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are listening by airways, those that are looking by on their internet, Father, we ask that you touch right now. Heal, deliver, set the captives free. Save somebody on today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let us decrease while you increase. In Jesus' name. Oh, God, I ask that you would teach the people what you would have them to know about you and how they need to love one another in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Give sight to the blind in the name of Jesus. Father God, we say thank you. We lift you up. We magnify you. These are all blessings we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I just want to say I thank you for allowing me to come on. And the one thing that I want to stress out to the people is that, let me introduce myself. I am the founder and the overseer of Women on the Move for Christ, for battered and abused women of all we are. I minister to them, and my motto is that I am a member of Christ's family, a model of his character, a messenger of his word, a minister of his grace, and a magnifier of his glory. And I thank God for allowing me to be able to help somebody today, or to feed the homeless and to clothe those that need and to minister the word of God. And, Lord, I just thank you because you've been too good to me, you know, and there's a lot of things that people need to know that, yes, we've had struggles. But yes, I couldn't have made it without Jesus. Yes, I've been down and out. I've been homeless. I've been out there. So I know, but God, in the midst of all of the things that happened, he was in the plan. And without him, we could do nothing. You know, and I thank God for that. So the ministry goes on, and we want to spread some Jesus joy out in radio land. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the doctors have said, no matter what it is, God is in control. And it ain't over till God says it's over. And I want you to know to look up to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. In Isaiah 53:5 said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our people was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. I want you to know that you are healed, whether you're sinfully sick, physically sick, mentally sick, whatever the case may be. You are healed through Jesus Christ. Just look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Trust him in all things. Not some things, but everything. Those that are out there that lost homes and floods and everything, know that he's a shelter in a time of a storm, bread in a storming land, and clean water in all dry places. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that today. Trust me, I've been where you are. I've come a long way, but I couldn't have made it without Jesus. I couldn't have made it without him. And I invite those that are hearing my voice to stop by the mission, those that can, those that are out of town. If you ever come to St. Louis, stop by and just say hey or give a holler. Let me know that you know who side you're leaning on. I'm looking for some folks that want to get to know Christ. Amen. Amen. I just thank God. Brother Larry, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. Everyone out in Radio Land, I was talking to Evangelist Robertson, and while waiting for my co-host to call in, he hadn't called in, but those were wonderful words from Evangelist Robertson. They call her Daughter of Thunder. She said a pastor gave her that name, and right now, what we'll do right now, if we have any callers on the line, we would like to talk to Evangelist Robertson. Now's your time. Any callers? Any callers on the line?
Amen.
Yes, my name is Annette Tom. I would like to speak to Evangelist Robertson and thank her for the wonderful prayer. And
amen.
Thank her for being the lady that she are in the ministry. Very encouraging to hear your voice and to let us know that what we're going through, you know, it's not the end. God is for us. And we thank God he brought you from a mighty long way to where you're at now.
Yes.
And I'm enjoying what I've heard so far.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you, sister, for, you know, those encouraging words. Because sometimes we as being ministers and pastors and whatever leadership we're in, is sometimes we get discouraged because we feel
yes.
that our work is vain. And I just want you to let you know that it's not in vain, because as long as we got Jesus, whether he speaks to us at a time we need him to or not, but in his timing, we got to wait on our season. And when our season comes, you know that mm-hmm. God is always there. So when he's not saying anything to you or giving you the answers that you need, always remember this, that when you're down to nothing, he's up to something.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right. When you what a pastor say, and I might get this wrong, but that's why pastor helped me out. He's a very present help in the time of the storm. How'd it go, pastor?
That's right. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. But when you're down to nothing, he's up to something. Remember that. No matter what you're going through. You know?
Yes. Pastor helps me out. See, she's a pastor of a church. And sometimes I have trouble, you know, with understanding the word. And I consult to Evangelist Robertson. I consult to her, and she make the Bible, you know, more clear, you know. Because she always tell me when we talk about the Bible at the church, Let God, the Holy Spirit, show you the way before you spread the word. And I've learned that from Evangelist Robertson. I've also seen, you know, help her. I saw feed the hungry, the hungry people, you know. She, you know, and not only feed the people, I've been there a couple of times. And coffee, you go over and get coffee. Or, you know, every Thursday morning, she's feeding the people. And also not spiritual, you know, not just food, but spiritual food. Because Jesus said, you know, man should not live by bread alone when the devil tempted him in the wilderness, you know, to bow down and serve him. See, but food is okay, but you need spiritual food, as Evangelist Robertson, the Daughter of Thunder. She prays for the people, concerned about this. The people who comes up to your ministry, she prays for them as they leave. She prays that they don't return. She prays that they return a different way that they came. Cause the Bible says only the true, only pure in heart shall see God.
Mm.
And I try to listen to scholars. Now you've been to tell us about your Bible. You've been to your Bible scholar. Tell us about that, Evangelist Robertson.
Well, you know, the Lord is blessed, and I went through some changes, as you know, as going through life and losing my mom and my daughter, and I started college several times years ago, and I never could finish, and you know, it must not have been the good timing. But in due time, God removed a lot of the stress out of my way, and he allowed me to go to Bible college, and he allowed me to get two bachelor's degrees and a master, and working toward my doctorate degree. But it hasn't always been easy. But God allows somebody. See, when you're faithful to God and you stay on course, yes, we fall down, but we get up. You know what I'm saying? We don't waddle there in the muck and the mire. We get up and we dust off the dirt off us, and we ask God to lead us where he wants us to go. And just so happens. You know, there's no coincidence that God did what he did, but it's a blessing. He allowed someone to pay for my schooling so I could get the degrees that I so needed. And because I had a desire to want to learn more about Christ, to get a deeper depth in him, because there are some things that he wanted to get to me, but sometimes we don't listen to God. And I thank God that he gave me an ear to hear and to pay attention to his word. So now I don't use those degrees as to get over on people. I try to do what God say do, because, first of all, God is the one ordained me first because he called me. But I was already, I've been ordained for as a minister, evangelist, for over for 14 and a half years. And that's a blessing, because there are times I wanted to give up because people were so mean. And then God said, I place you in the midst of wolves just so it can make you better. So now we have to know that our hardship is to make us better. You know what I'm saying? We have to go through the trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. When we go through the test, we have a testimony.
Yes,
amen. You know, you got to have a testimony.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go through the test first. Because how can you know that God will work if you never went through the test? And sometimes it's a long, seems like it's long, but it's not long for God. It may seem that way to us because we're marking time. But if we take our mind off time, because God is control of time, he has time, you know. And all we have to do is listen to hear his voice. But in the, while we're resting, we got to study the word of God. We must go to Bible class. We must go to Sunday school, prayer meeting, and get in a quiet space. You know, get you a war room, a little prayer room or somewhere where you can go in your secret closet and talk to the Lord, because he ain't going to tell nobody else. You know, a lot of the things that the young ladies nowadays and some of the mothers and everything that are going through, you know, I'm a mother too. I had seven children. One is deceased because of sickness, but it was in the plan, in God's plan. Not my plan, but God's plan. So he knew what was about to take place. He know where I'm headed. I don't know, but he knows. I know where I've been, but I don't know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at it. There's got to be a structure. You know, you got to have your house in order. That means you got to get things in order with God first. Then let God lead you and show you how to direct your family members in your household to get it in order. I mean, so many people are separated and falling by the wayside. They say they love God, but yet they're doing something else. God is not pleased with that.
Right. That's right. That is true. That is true. God's not pleased with a lot of these things. You know, like our pastor, you know, I always say he's second and third chance God, but you know, God coming back, you know, he's coming back for us, you know.
Exactly.
He said, you know, he go. Go ahead,
he
Pastor.
He's coming back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle. And this is what he wants us to be ready. That means you got to get your house in order, get your life together. Whatever you used to do, or we did it this way, when we can't do it that way. You got to change with the time and the season. You know, this is a season where God is pouring out supernatural blessings. He's giving out double for your trouble. So if you've been going through hardships and pain and agony, distress, You've been sick in your body, your job folding up, or you're not making enough money, you can't make, you got more bills than you got money, then you ought to turn it over to God. Because he said, and you know, David said in his word in the book of Psalms, say, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Come on, now, because God's got everything. I don't care what man say, banks may turn you down, but God owns the bank.
Amen.
God, he can do supernatural things. So when the doctor tell you no, God say yes. When God wants some doors to be closed in your life, don't go back and try to open those doors. Let them stay closed and let God do a new thing in your life. Sometimes we take God's word and we say,
Amen.
Go back and open up them old doors that don't need to be open. We need to let them stay closed because God closed them for a reason.
Yeah,
true.
You know, so don't go back, because you can't be driving looking backwards. You'll fall, you know, you'll hit somebody, or you'll do some damage to your car yourself too. We got to look ahead, look forward, stop. You got to see these signs. Look up, know that I am God. You know what I'm saying? And every time you get blessed, somebody don't want to, you know, we got a bunch of player haters out here. And what really gets me is that most of the player haters are in the church. You go to church to serve God.
Amen.
You go to lift him up. You go to give him glory. So just because they see you going up, don't worry about them, because God said, I got you. You know, so whatever you're going through, turn it over to Jesus. Say, Lord, you know, you deliver me, heal me, set me free. And then you repent of all your sins, but you got to do something. God is love, and love is action word. It's an action word, and you got to put it forth. So if God is love, what do you think we ought to be? All about love. I don't care who it is. If the player is, we still got to love him. You know what God does for me sometimes? He'll take me to make the ones that really hate me the most, he'll tell me to go and bless them. And sometimes, you know, we get, well, Lord, do I have to? You know, we need not give him no feedback. Just go and do it. I'm still learning. I'm still going to the potter's house. Remold and make me. I'm no better than nobody else. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. We need a lot of folks to listen at what God is trying to tell us. He's showing us more than he's telling us. He's showing us all the disasters, all the things that's happening in the world. He said these things must come. It must happen.
Yeah.
You know? Are we paying attention? Are we taking heed? No, because we're doing what we want to do. And we think it's all good. We're just like Sodom and Gomorrah. God is coming back. He's going to send his son back now. And when he comes back, who's going to be ready to go back with him? You know, I heard a minister preach a few weeks ago in a revival. Can God trust you? Can God brag on you? Can he trust you with his word? Can he brag on you? Can't he go to the Father and brag on you? You know, we want a blessing from God. This is where it comes from. We have to talk to Jesus, and then Jesus go and intercede for us to the Father. And sometimes the Father may say no, not at this time. And sometimes he may not say nothing. But know that we got to still wait, and in our waiting period of waiting on God, To give us that blessing, or to give us a blessing, something like that, we got to still be on course with God. That means we got to stay focused. We got to stay in the Word. We got to push back someplace. You know, we do it.
That's right.
And 2 Timothy 1:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So we need to stay in the word in order to be proved by God, not by man. Man don't have a heaven and hell to put you in. You got to be approved by God. It's all you got to do is please God. Don't try to please man. I don't care who it is. Try to make sure you're pleasing God in all things.
Please God in all things.
In all things.
That's right. I mean, that's true.
You ask him. Say, Lord,
please God in all things.
That's right. You know, you ask him, say, Lord, is this where you want me to go? Where do you want me to be? Get in a Bible-based church. Make sure that you're getting something out of the preaching and the teaching. You know what I'm saying? And if you feel that you're not, you pray about it. Ask God to help whoever's in charge and whoever the leaders are of the church. You know, We have a lot of problems. We don't get what we want in church, so we get up and we leave and we go to another church. Well, can he trust you? Can he really trust you to stay rooted and grounded? In order to stay rooted and grounded, we got to have a relationship. In order to have a relationship,
Amen.
We got to commune with him early in the morning, in the daytime, in the nighttime. However, we got to know that we got to have a praise on our tongue. Listen, it's not all
right.
about, Lord, can you give me? Lord, can you fix it? Lord, can you do this? Say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I lift you up. You know, start telling him how much you love him. He shows us how much he loves us. Every day he breathes a breath of life into our bodies. That's a supernatural miracle. He don't have to. He can never let us sleep on. But he's got us here for a reason. Gave us another chance to get it right.
Yeah.
Another chance.
Right, another chance. So when we're down, when we are sad all the time, hanging around negative people, that's not of God. We need to get around some positive thinking folks, people that's going places, doing things, people that can help elevate us to our next level. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
God will place
Amen.
People in your pathway to help elevate you, to bless you. So let's get away from the negativeness, and I refuse to be around negative thinking people. Because they can't tell me nothing. They can't say nothing to me. Because they
right.
don't know the word of God. Because if they trust God, they wouldn't talk next. You know?
Amen.
And that's,
Amen.
That's real.
Amen. That's real.
And sometimes
that's real,
we
man.
Have to cut our family loose. Because if they don't want to, I tell people all the time, let me say this right quick. I tell people all the time now that if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. So,
right.
a young lady said, well, I want to do what you do, and I want to be like you. No, you don't want to go through the struggle. Do you know
right.
the hardship I had to go through? Do you know the pain I had to suffer? Do you know what the turmoil that I went through, that God has stepped back and allowed me to go through that in order for me to be where I am today? It wasn't easy. I've had tragedies,
right.
trauma in my life, you know. And the hardest thing is to lose a loved one that you were really close to. When you lose mama in a tragedy, that's a hardship. You know, mama was murdered, you know what I'm saying? And to know that these things happened, that it was a love of one of the family members that really done what was done. And I told him, I said, that wasn't him, that was that evil spirit, you know what I'm saying? The drugs that took over. Satan that took over the mind.
Yeah.
So we're praying for our people. Let's pray for the minds of the people. That's the reason we're having all the shooting, because the mind is disturbed by Satan. Satan is on the rampage.
Right.
We can take back, you know what I'm saying, what the devil has stole from us. We can take it back.
Yeah.
Take it back.
I need to start praying. You know, we need a worldwide revival. We need it to spread all over the world. We're not just talking about the United States. We need it all over the world. You know how many people all overseas that's going through worse problems than we are? Human
yes,
trafficking.
Sure is.
You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of things to pray for. And I'm telling people now that for those that's in St. Louis, please come out to our Gospel Street Fest that we do every year, the last Saturday in August. We pray every hour on the hour. You need to come on out. It's not my thing. It's not the people thing. It's a God thing. Trying to bring people together, get them saved. Telling young men to put down the guns. Telling the young ladies you don't have to sell your body out there. That God is love. And we got to make a difference. We got to show them rather than tell them. Let them see us walking
right.
upright with Jesus. Let them see our light
right.
shining.
Amen.
You know, we got to get our men. A lot of men that's out here, they have not been loved. They didn't have no father figure. We got to know. And women need to stop being so hard on all men, because all men are not the same. But if we trust God, he'll give us what to say to the young men, to the young ladies. You know what I'm saying? To those that's looking for love in all the wrong places. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is love. That should be the main thing. We ought to be trying to lead them to Christ. But we have to have our mind, our hearts, we got to have our business fixed with Jesus. We can't tell somebody what to do and how to do it. We live in a shaggy and a raggedy life.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
We must get together. And we must trust him, like I said, in all things. Not some things, but all things. all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Now, if you love God, you got to show love. You got to present love to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? He said, love
right.
thy neighbor as thyself. That was one of his commandments. You know what I'm saying? Those are one of the things he said to us he left here. And who is our neighbor? Anybody we come in contact with. God didn't say it's a black thing or white thing. It's a people thing. And we must love
right.
everybody, regardless of race, creed, or color.
Right.
You know, I'm so glad I was brought up in an atmosphere where my dad was a minister, and he told us to do unto others, you have others do unto you. He said, but love has no color barrier. And I'm so glad he instilled that into us. You know, I thank God
right.
for that. When Judgment Day comes, God ain't going to say, oh, you blacks stand over here, all the Caucasians here, all of the Japanese. No, we all going to be in the same line. So we got to start making men down here. We got to get it right here because we can't make it to heaven with hatred in our hearts.
Right.
And God knows
right.
God.
Right.
You know, so I thank God, you know, for this time and everything. I really thank God for it. Brother Larry, you are just a blessing to me. And I thank God. He's a blessing. I just want you all to know that here's a young man that's trying to do the right thing, want to know more about Christ, want to learn about him, and trying to spread the good news. It should be a lot of people on this airway trying to call in and talk. And even if you're not saved, just call in for a little prayer. Call in and say you want to change the way you're living. You're not living right. You're doing things you know that's not of God. Then you know if you're a thief, you don't want to keep being a thief the rest of your life. I've done too many eulogies of young people that were not saved and belong to no church. Do you know how hard it is to get a preacher or a pastor to even do a eulogy of young people that's not saved? It's hard. And everybody's looking for a dollar if they go through a eulogy. Everybody's looking for a dollar. It's not about a dollar. When you make that your God, that is who your God is. But that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to render our service to those that can't help themselves. But we don't do that.
How
many pastors are out here doing stuff just out of the kindness of their heart? Not too many. There are some. I don't put down everybody, but there are some. But how many can you count? Everybody's about the dollar. They're about the dollars and the numbers of the people in the church. And that's not how God wants us to be. He says, heaven is rejoicing over one soul that come to Christ. So if one soul gives their life to the Lord today, the angels are rejoicing.
One soul?
Just one. I ain't looking for no grand, no thousands of numbers. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice if they would come like that. You know?
Yeah.
But if one soul just gives their life to the Lord today, one soul. You know, maybe it's helping somebody. Maybe somebody listening don't want to call in. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't let shame cause you to miss out on a blessing. I used to do that before I really knew who Christ was. I mean, I was going to church, but before I got fully engulfed in Christ, I had shame. I didn't want to stand because I thought people were going to talk about me. Well, they talk about Jesus. And Jesus told me, they talked about me, so who are you? You know better than you know, saying God is greater. He sent his son down here. He sent his son down here to die on the cross for us. You know, and that's a blessing right there in itself.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
That's a blessing in itself. They're telling me we got 90 seconds left. We on live, the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show with the Daughter of Thunder from St. Louis, Missouri. Evangelist Robertson, glad to have you on the show today. And we got Anna Toons on the show. Divine Love didn't call in today, but he's the host of the show. We have 1 minute left, and we'll just let Evangelist Robertson speak, and I'll let her know when we're off air. Go ahead, Evangelist Robertson. We have the last 60 seconds left.
Okay. Just want to say a quick prayer for those out in radio lands. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for everything. We thank you for all that you have allowed us to say. And thank you for speaking through us. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you would save, deliver, heal, set somebody free. If somebody listening to the podcast Father God, I ask that you would touch, Father God, those that are sick and afflicted, those that are walking in Sorrow Valley, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Oh, Father God, I ask that you would touch. Just let your healing virtue go through the bodies and the minds of the people. Lord, we ask that you bless all those in authority. Oh, God, give them a mind of you. Change the atmosphere.
Yes,
oh, God, I ask that you rain down your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
Thank God.
Name of Jesus. That's it. That's it. Amen. Have a good day. God bless you. That is all.
Thank
that is all.
You.
God bless you.
God bless
you. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.